Blog Talk Radio.
Her husband put a lot of our brothers in jail a couple of years ago. So
I wasn't really rooting for Hillary to begin with, but it is what it is. It just opened up our eyes. Most of us are for things like Trump, so I don't know. I'm not a part of the majority here. I'm sure I'll get some backlash for that, but it is what it is. I just wanted to be honest.
No, well, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, being honest, especially over here. I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, my take on the election was, I mean, it was more of a, to me, I think it was more of a lesser of two evils type of thing, you know what I'm saying? And I was going with Hillary because I just felt like because she's a Democrat and, you know, I just felt like because she was a Democrat and, you know, being Democratic for so many years and things like that. But I actually peeped a few things that Trump said, you know what I'm saying? And I just want to see how the whole thing plays out, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that's going to change my day-to-day. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people, I've seen them emotional and things like that. They were very emotional. You know, I've seen a lot of women crying in a lot of situations like that.
Yeah.
And me myself, I mean, I could dig it. I could definitely dig it because, I mean, you know, women, I think that this was a situation where a woman was more qualified, a woman had more experience in this field, and she still, you know what I'm saying, lost. So, I mean, you know, it kind of
goes
back to
the women. That's everyday life.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it's everyday life. I agree with that. I just think, like I said, I just think that was a classic example of, you know, the best man.
Socialism, sexism, all kind of stuff.
Right.
Racism.
Right.
This election touched a lot of points, and I think for us as Americans, we finally realized it. You know, Obama was what we all aspired to, but Trump is our reality. Obama inspired us. This is what we want to be. This is the America we wanted to be, thanks to Obama. But now we see the real. This is really what America thinks, and this is how majority of Americans think. They don't want brown people in this world. They don't want us here. They don't want us here.
Right.
So our job right now is to focus up, prepare, and fight back. That's it.
100%. Well, actually, that's another thing that I actually think. I think that this situation might spark off a greater cause, like, you know, more unity in the people, you know what I'm saying? Because we actually come in, you know, a common situation that we both, you know, are not happy with, you know what I mean? Most majority of the women, majority of the, you know, can I say white women, you know, are very unhappy, you know? Majority of the black women are unhappy. I mean, just women on a whole are very unhappy because, you know, like I said, you have a situation where the person was more qualified and they lost. But I think this is a situation where a lot of people are actually starting to feel like how minorities had to deal with, you know, have to deal with on a daily basis. So people are starting to see that. And I just think it's going to relate to be the fuel to get people to actually come together and stop, you know, worrying about this and that and that and this. But I was talking to a young boy, and I'm not going to go too far in this, but I was talking to a young Caucasian boy, and, you know, me, mm-hmm. I think we're pretty cool and we're tight, but at the end of the day, and I told him, I said, listen, you know, what's going on in the world, you have to not let them destroy the relations that we have as the younger community. Not saying I'm super young, but if you're 40 and under, you know exactly what I'm talking about as far as, you know, you see your friends as your friends. It doesn't matter if they're white or they're black. If y'all hang out together and y'all good. You know what I'm saying? And you can't let what's going on right now destroy that because it took so long to get to that for us to be in the club with each other and having a good time. So, you know, these are older people, you know what I'm saying? These are older people that are, you know, one way, and they see one way, and they feel one way, so you can't let them destroy the situation.
Exactly.
Plus, the fact on that is,
go ahead. Our grandparents, our great-grandparents.
Yeah.
I said most of the people that feel that differently about us right now are our grandparents and great-grandparents. They don't want to see that.
Mm-hmm. That's 100%.
For us, it is what it is. You know, we're used to diversity at this point. But not our grandparents, not so much.
Right, because they're still stuck in their old ways. You know what I'm saying? And They still stuck in their old ways, and they believe things are the same way it used to be. And I try to tell people, I mean, at the end of the day, no, I mean, I'm not sitting here telling you to forget what was done to you, or I'm not telling you to do none of that. But at the end of the day, what I am telling you is that by harping, you know what I'm saying, what you're doing is you closing your mind to certain things that, you know, it probably doesn't need to be closed to. I mean, you have to open your mind. And just because, you know, it was like that in the 30s don't mean it's like that now. You know what I'm saying? And you have to know your and another thing, too, you have to know your worth. You have to know your worth. And I say that as a people. You just have to know your worth. I mean, everybody's in the club, you know, listening to rap music. Everybody's in the club popping bottles. Everybody's in the club doing the latest twerk dances and joking and laughing. I mean, everybody's doing this. So, you know, I mean, like, you know, a lot of people had a lot of things on what Lil Wayne said, like, you know what I mean? And that was something I wanted to comment on, too. But I just want to say, like, you know, Lil Wayne saying that he never dealt with racism, I just feel like that's a lie, totally. You know what I'm saying? But I guess that maybe he don't view it like that. But for him to say that, I just think that's a lie. You know, but the point that he did make that to me was dope was that when he said that, you know, she said, what about the Black Lives Matter? And he just acted, he said, oh, listen, you know, why would I concern myself with something that does not concern themselves with me? Like, why do I concern myself with that? And he said, you shouldn't concern yourself with that either. You know what I'm saying? Not the cameraman, but you. You know, because she was a black woman or whatever. So people didn't even peep the jewel. They rather just, you know, ridicule Lil Wayne and say, hey, you stupid, you're hot, you're dummy, you know what I mean? But it was what it was. You know what I mean? That was just my take on that.
Right.
But
I mean, I don't know.
Like
I kind of disagree with you on that end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Racism still exists. It's still alive and well. We just hang out with people that actually like us, so it doesn't affect us.
Mm-hmm.
But there's plenty of people in my workforce alone who, you know, they just don't agree with us. They don't really want to see us excel. They don't really care if we do bad. They're not really trying to help us out much. So they gave us Obama. We got our Obama phones. That's how they look at it, and we should be happy with that.
Mm-hmm.
We should carry on. We should forget about the past. We didn't live in that era and move on. So I feel like we have to remind these people of our past, our history, and how strong we are. There's a revolution happening. There's something stirring. I feel like there's something brewing, and we got to be strong enough and wise enough to band together and make a change here. We got to worry about our kids. I'm worried about my daughter. My daughter's 12.
Exactly.
I'm worried about her. I'm worried.
Yes.
I'm concerned.
And I'm a parent too, and I'm definitely worried. But the thing about it is, like I said, is that I think that we just need to concentrate on destroying the old way of thinking. Like, you know, like it's too many to me, and this is just my opinion. I think that it's just too many. It's too many interracial kids being made. It's too many. Too many ventures that
that's a good
that,
thing.
That
you
involve.
Don't think that's a good thing?
That's a great thing, actually. It's a great thing. I mean, I would never say nothing about the interracial, you know, situation. I think it's a great thing, you know what I mean? I just think that at the end of the day, and this is what I feel, like soon enough, race is not even going to be an issue because everybody's going to be so mixed for these kids. They're going to be so mixed. And you can't tell them to hate one side and love another side because they're both, you know? So I think that the way
and
that things are going, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a great thing for, you know, for the future. You know, and plus, if you think about the young kids, and this is just my opinion, if you think about the young kids don't, you know, they don't have that racist thing. You know, I mean,
right.
Of course, you know, those who are racist are taught racism. You know what I'm saying? Because kids naturally just kids, they just love each other. They love other kids, right? They love other kids, you know. But racism is something that's taught to them.
That's taught. That's something that's
something
taught.
These
kids just want to love each other. They want to dance together. They want to do, you know, they grew up in a different era. They grew up on social media. They don't have time for that. They know this is my classmate. This is my friend. We wear the same clothes. They don't care what you look like. It's the parents that are breeding these racist kids.
Right, the
parents and the grandparents.
Yeah, exactly. It's, well, truthfully, to be honest with you,
I mean, it's, you can't even say truthfully now, like I said, even the parents, because you think about it, the average 12-year-old, their parents would be like 40 years old or 38 or 30, in their 30s.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Even in this generation right now, you know what I'm saying, the generation of, like I said, 40 and under, that's the beginning generation of the whole change thing. You know what I'm saying, where things are changing.
We saw a revolution.
Things
we
are starting to change. When you think about races, when you think about the races, the real racist people, that's the 40 and above category. Those are the people that's really, you know, racist, like really, you know, on their racist stuff. And you got to think those are the kids for the 60s. The 50s, you know what I'm saying, the 40s even. Those are the people that still, because they haven't faded out yet, you know what I'm saying? So in this day and era, you know, you have, like you said, social media. Social media, rap music is more powerful than your grandparents. You know what I'm saying? And the reason why so many people are so racist now is because, you know, their civilization is weakening for them. You know, like old, you know, like
I don't agree with
like,
that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
they're weakening. They're weakening as a group. You know what I'm saying? So
they got more. These kids just have more resources. That's the only difference. They can turn on the TV. Your grandmother could say, I know for me, my grandmother could say, oh, white people do this and that. There was no way for me to fact check that. Now. I could tell my daughter anything. She's on the internet. She could Google.
Right.
There's ways for these kids to find out information that we didn't have access to. And I'm 31, and I still feel like the internet has changed these days. There's so much that they can find out on the internet about their family, about their just the culture, about music, videos, anything. You can find anything on the internet, and it's that easy for them. But they have to be hungry enough to want to know about their history, to want to know where I came from and my ancestry and my, you know, they have to know our make. You can't force a kid to understand what you're saying, because I know for me, I learn from experience. You could talk
right.
about it, you could say
exactly.
it, you'd be blue in the face. If I don't
exactly.
experience it, then it don't mean shit to me. Honestly, it just doesn't. I have to experience
exactly. no.
it. But for a kid now
exactly.
to be able to turn to the internet, and mind you, some of the stuff on the internet is not true. It's not real. It's made up.
A lot of it is fabricated. But you got to understand, the internet is the social media is the new media. So it's just like the news on TV. I mean, all of it's not true.
Right.
A lot of it's fabricated.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, you so accustomed to getting your information this kind of way that you
we believe anything these days. We believe everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
we believe everything.
We are gullible people. We definitely do believe things. Because, you know, like I said, most people don't want to go and check on certain things and check facts. Check.
Nope.
So if they hear somebody say it, they just think that it's automatically true. And a lot of times.
Yeah,
because
so-and-so said it.
Right.
That's not what it's about.
It's
you got to educate yourself.
Yeah.
We need more people that are willing to
yourself.
Educate themselves. Stop depending
right.
on white people to tell us what we know. How somebody has never experienced is going to tell us about us.
Right. But the thing about it, too, is the thing about it, too, Kai, is that how can, you know, at the end of the day, stop looking towards other people to fix your problems? You know what I'm saying?
Yep,
how about that?
True.
Like, you know what I mean?
That's true.
If you want to grow and you want to be acknowledged as a dominant, you know, a dominant race or a dominant people, how about acting as such? How about stop killing yourself?
Right.
How about, you know what I mean? How about, you
know,
because they say, you know, a lot of people say, yo, well, you know, yeah, some people, they just got to do whatever they got to do. Yeah, I understand that some people got to do whatever they do. But listen, don't blame the situation. Don't blame the judicial system for the reason why all
you
these
have
dudes
to.
Are
you
out.
Have
because,
to. That is
no, but,
designed,
no, no,
it's
you,
designed
because
to work
it,
that
no,
way.
No.
You have to.
Yeah,
you have to.
No, but what I'm saying is like, no, but what I'm saying to you is that if you didn't commit no crimes, right, then you wouldn't be locked up. If you didn't commit a crime, and when I say this, I also say excluding the people that are innocent, which is there's a lot of people that are in jail that are innocent, but I'm talking about the ones that actually committed the crimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
what's the percentage
of that, though? That's the thing. Is the percentage of that is very low. I've been locked up twice for shit I ain't do.
And I go to work. I get drunk and I'm belligerent. That's my thing. But
right.
It's still, I'm not.
I
didn't commit a crime. Being drunk is not a crime. They've made it so that that is called disorderly conduct now.
Right.
That who does that affect? Minorities. What the fuck is this?
They created a crime.
What does that mean?
It's just
what
like
does disorderly conduct mean?
It's just like no.
What does that
mean? Totally, you're unstable. But this is the thing too. I mean, just
so you
like,
get to send me to jail, and I got to pay a fine to the government for what? Like because what? Because
well,
I decided
like,
to have a drink,
like,
and you decided
like,
to talk to me, and I don't want to talk to you. So now
right.
I'm disorderly because you said because you
well,
said
though. Right. What I just that depends.
That's scary
that's just
to
like,
me. It's scary.
That is scary, but at the end of the day, that's just like tinted windows. I mean, you give people a ticket for
right.
tinted windows, but who the only one gonna get tinted window tickets? You know.
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
So why you gotta
but,
see
I mean,
what's
you know,
in my car, though? That's the thing. Why you gotta see what's going on in here? This is my vehicle. Why do you need to be able
yeah.
to see in here? Why?
Because they want to make sure they need to see your face. They need to see your face so that when they pull you over, they know that this is a black guy, this is a white guy, this is, a, and
that's
then they know how to
about.
Handle you like. Mm-hmm.
And that's targeting minorities. Who drives around with tinted windows? Brown and black people.
Exactly.
Majority
it's
of
true.
The time. Like, this shit is targeted. Mm-hmm. They want to make us uncomfortable.
But,
and now you hear all the time white people say, why did you say yes, sir? All you got to do is say yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry, sir.
Yes.
Fuck y'all.
Yes.
Fuck y'all.
Right. No, I understand. And I understand. Because
you're in a suit. I got to say yes,
totally.
Sir. Sorry, sir. It's modern day slavery. That's all that is. Yes, master.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry.
You have to show some respect. They
some
want
respect.
To be respected. Yeah.
Right.
But at the
I
end
looked
of
in
day,
your
the,
eyes.
The
I'm
the
sorry.
Day, right. But at the end of the day, they want you to show them respect. But at the end of the day, I just feel like respect is something that should be mutual. It should actually be something that's given to at the same time. I mean, a lot of
you gotta
officers
earn it.
When they yeah, and not but not only that, but a lot of officers when they actually go to stop and things like that, you know, they are aggressive. So they're very aggressive with you. So they want you to
from jump.
Like bow down to them, and it's not like
right.
for most men, it's hard to do because it's like you're not respecting me, but you want me to respect you,
man,
regardless of the
I'm
fact that you
aggressive.
Have a gun, and regardless of the fact of that. So, I mean, you know, it's just to me, I just feel like you know, power is something that should not be in the hands of everyone.
Power,
you know,
is
a lot of people.
Than money.
Right, a lot of people, exactly. Well, you know, that's what the police, they don't make a lot of money, but
yeah.
they got a lot of power.
They
so,
want to, and are you and I make more than the police. This guy, police,
right.
been coming to my house trying to check everything out. We make more than you. We paying you.
Right.
And you're going to rough
right.
me up.
Well, you know, the
and
thing
then
about
treat me
it,
like
I
a
think,
dog, like.
Right, right. Well, I think, you
I
know what
I
think
don't
happened.
Understand
I, think,
it. I don't understand it. I don't understand
I think,
it.
I think
I will
along
never
the
understand
way,
it.
I think along the way, to be honest, I think along the way, police forgot what their job is. Like, I think a lot of police just forgot what their job is and what they're supposed
That's
to
how
do.
They're trained.
You know,
they're supposed to
serve the community, protect the community. You know, that's protect and serve. That's what their job is. But now they basically run the community. They run. They come in and they running things, and they you know, I mean, they controlling what's going on in your community, and that's
in your house,
from.
In your
household, in your household,
they,
your,
they
your,
control
your household
everything,
community, everything.
Yeah,
yeah. They control the situation. So, I think that with that changed everything. That the power is not it's not being given to them the right way.
To the
so
people, it's not
way,
given
they,
to the people. We don't even have a voice.
Right.
It's to the point where we can't even protest. We can't even say I disagree with that. Why are you stop? Oh, well, shut up. Shut up. I didn't ask you to talk. I didn't ask anything from
right.
you. You know, there's a disconnect because the people that are policing our neighborhoods aren't the same color as we are. That's the problem.
That's a,
so they
well,
don't understand
I,
our
I
language.
Spoke on that.
They don't understand.
Yeah, I
they don't understand.
That.
What's up to them is aggressive. When I say what's up, you're like, what's up? How you doing? How's your day? To them, what's up is aggression. What you mean, what's up?
Yeah, I spoke on that a few years ago, like when Obama was saying, like, I mean, to actually take care of this policing program, I mean, policing situation with the community is easy. It's so easy. It's an easy
mm-hmm.
fix. All you have to do is you have to put people from that community to police that community. So then that would also get rid of a lot of, you you know, bullshit charges and a lot of bullshit.
It's misunderstanding.
This guy who's from this community,
this
guy that's from this community, he can understand when I'm talking to him and I'm moving my hand.
Right.
Not because I'm being aggressive, but that's just how
we do it
in this community.
That's
you know,
it.
I think that what happens in a lot of these police situations is that they send guys to police the neighborhood that's from the country. So you be like from
right.
the suburbs, and then you come to the city.
Yep.
And you police it, but you scared to death. So you nervous. You scared of the people policing. So anything
from,
that they do that's like awkward is what you know. It can lead to a death or something like that.
He living good in Suffern County,
right,
but
exactly.
He in Harlem. Why
right,
is he in Harlem?
Exactly,
from Suffern
exactly.
County?
And not
why?
Not only
why
that you're in
here?
Harlem, but you're nervous to be in Harlem. You're nervous.
Yeah, because
you
he's
know?
Never been around these people. And what he's seen and he
exactly.
knows about these people is from what he's watched on TV. He don't know shit
exactly.
about black people.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly.
Nothing.
And what they see on TV is an aggressive people, a people that, you know, that's lying, that's stealing. That's what they
prejudice.
Show you on images
right.
on TV.
That's what we need to learn.
To perpetuate your mind.
Brainwashing.
To think that they can. Yeah, exactly. Exactly, to think that these people are trying to harm you or these people are trying to do you wrong, and that's usually not even the case. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no,
we definitely,
never.
You know.
It's rarely the case. That's rarely the case.
Mm-hmm.
And working, like, literally mm-hmm. with me working at a TV station, I've learned that. People be like, oh,
right.
oh, my God, it was a brown person, it was a black guy. He had nothing to do with the shit. Nine
mm-hmm.
times out of ten, he had nothing to do with it, but it causes mass hysteria. Remember on the train
right.
a couple of weeks ago, it was everybody slashing. People are slashing. They're slashing people on the train. When? Who? I didn't see nobody get slashed on the train. I didn't even hear
right.
that on the news. The people that were in the hospital, they were released.
Right.
No stitches, no nothing. But y'all saying that people are getting slashed to cause mass hysteria.
Hysteria.
That's
yeah.
what the TV
that's,
is
well,
supposed
that's,
to do
that's,
with propaganda. People don't realize that. They think, oh, nowadays everything is so true. You know, it's so real. If you ain't see it, that doesn't mean it's real because that's what they're telling you.
Right.
They want to spew hate. They spew hate in so many different ways that we don't realize it.
Yes.
The
well,
hair
but,
commercials.
You know
there's so much shit around us that we don't
right.
realize.
Well, you know what it is right now? Right now, I mean, you know, people, I mean, it's a mental game. It's a mental game. And
right.
this game
yeah.
right here,
that's
it's,
why we
it's,
had the
it's
mental
survival.
Now.
Yeah, it's survival of the fittest.
It's
nothing about physical. It's all mental now. So it's survival of the fittest. You got to think. Before you move, you got to think. You got to be able to.
Say that again, please.
Outfit.
Say that again. Say it again.
No, I mean, it's a mental. Because I see a lot of guys, they walk around and they think, I'm so tough. I could do this to this person. But at the end of the day, that tough shit is out the window. This is about
mm-hmm.
this is a thinking man's game. So at the end of the day, if you can't think, if you can't outthink your opponent or you can't outthink
right.
the person who you're dealing with, then at the end of the day, you're gonna be fucked up. It's all
you're
about
be dead. Yeah,
that's
tough shit
about
gonna be
thought
nice.
Pattern. It's about thought pattern, huh? It's about a thought pattern.
That tough
now.
Stuff don't mean
so,
anything. You gotta think it out. Yeah,
you
gotta be smarter
yeah,
than
you
your
gotta
opponent.
Think it out. And,
that's what I was saying.
And
this is chess, not checkers.
It's chess, not checkers. And you gotta understand too that people will try to react on your trigger. Like people will try to bring that negative image of you out to so they can see, so the world can see to say, ah, I told you. It ain't no different. I told you. So you have to, and this is one thing I stress to my, this is one thing I stress to black young men, you know what I'm saying, and black old men, black men just in general. Listen, at the end of the day, I know, you know, you do it your way and you want to do it this way and that way and da-da-da-da-da. But just know that
right.
you represent a people.
Yep.
When you out in the streets, I don't care
yep.
if you know, I don't care what you're doing, but you just know that you're representing a people. You're representing a certain people. So, you know what I'm saying, at the end of the day, if you want people to look at you in a good light or you want people to respect you in a certain way,
right.
you have to move in a respectful manner at the same time. You know what I mean? You can't expect nobody to give you nothing that you didn't earn. And that's another thing. You don't walk around.
Right,
Get what you deserve. Don't take
don't
nothing that
it.
You don't
yeah.
feel like you deserve because the price is too high for it.
just get exactly what you deserve and be, you know, and act accordingly. Be accordingly. You know what I'm saying? Respect yourself, and then people will respect you. You know, that's what I feel about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And people like hustlers, they're attracted to that these days. You know, inspire one another. That's all I'm trying to say.
But if you think about it,
ain't no fast money. I don't know. Maybe you can teach me something. This fast money game
thing,
is different
right?
now.
Yeah, it's way
That's
different.
That's
something
else we need to talk about.
This
fast
thing, right?
money shit.
Yeah, but let me break down this hustling game thing for him real quick, huh? Listen, number one it's just like, you know what I'm saying? You think hustling is any different than having a job. Let me explain something to you real quick. Okay, so let's say, for instance, you hustle. You a big-time drug dealer. You're making $100,000 for the year. You're a big-time drug dealer. You're making $100,000 a year, right? Okay, boom. Mind you, got people working that make $100,000 a year. Okay, but listen. Okay,
I was
so
about to say that's big time because people go to work every day for that.
Yeah, that's my point. So let me finish. All right, so listen. let's say you make $100,000 a year. Okay, now out of that $100,000 a year, you're gonna need to number one, you got to keep up a certain persona. So you got to have a car. You got to have you got to have
mm-hmm.
everything that come with that. You gotta look good.
Clothes,
you gotta,
bitches,
you know, be
right.
You gotta be fresh.
No, you
fresh.
Gotta elaborate.
You gotta,
like clothes, bitches, all that. Yeah, everything.
Yeah, you gotta get your clothes. You gotta have your clothes. You gotta be at the clubs. You gotta have the
right.
nice card. You got the card note.
Right.
You
gotta
have
all the bitches.
So
all the bitches with the baddest bodies.
When you tally up all of that, okay. So let's just say that's $30,000 for the year for you. Now you make $100,000, but that's $30,000 of it right there, okay? So $30,000 go on your persona, what you look like, okay? $30,000. Now also, you gotta have, you know, you got to re up on your merchandise. You got to make it, you know what I'm saying? You got to re up on your stuff to keep everything flowing. So you think about it, that's maybe 50. Okay, so that's 50. So now we said 50 and 30. That's 80% of all your money, right? That 80% of your 100,000. So that leaves you out of 100,000. You spent 80. That leaves you with $20,000 a year. Okay.
Right.
Now.
Right.
Okay. Now check it out. Now that $20,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? That's your money to blow. You're gonna blow that. You can. That's
no,
right.
That's not.
Right.
How are you paying your bills? Where's the bills at?
No. What I mean is that's your money. Like that's your free money. Out of your 80, that's your free money.
Okay.
Oh, I mean, out of
that's
your 100,
money to blow. I
that's
think
your free money.
Money to blow.
But now listen. Now you got, you know, you're the big drug dealer, so you got girls you got to take out. You got kids to feed.
The
you got things like that.
You
so that's the other 20, right? That's the other 20. Okay. So you're making $100,000 a year. Okay. But now let me ask you something. Now, if you had a job, listen, you're going to make $100,000 this year, and you might make $100,000 next year, but then after the 2 years, you get locked up. Now you got 40.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good with a quarter of a mil, though. I'm good.
No, but hold on.
But
hold on 1 second. But now you got 4 years to do. You got to do 4 years. So really, when you break that thing down, you did 6 years, right? You've been in the game for 6 years, and you got $200,000. You do six years. You do six divided by $200,000, and then you're talking about maybe what's that? $60,000? Is it $60,000? Let me see.
$200,000 divided by 6 years. What? Either way, if a smart man, $200,000, a real hustling nigga, he's gonna be good when he comes out 6 years later.
Yeah, but my
what
point
you
is,
money
my
on?
Point
what
is,
you spending money on?
My point
your
is,
rent
point,
should be no more than $2,000 a month. Like it shouldn't really be that technical. It shouldn't be that complex.
No, the point I'm making is that a lot of dudes that's hustling. A lot of dudes that's hustling is just like you working at McDonald's.
It's not that many
when you start breaking
though.
It down. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Like a lot of dudes,
ain't no nigga making $200,000 every 2 years. I don't know.
But what I'm trying to explain though is when you break it on down and you start breaking everything down, having a job is way better and more consistent. So, that's my point of the whole thing. The whole thing is that, you know what I'm saying? And
one thing you know about me,
things like that.
I'm going to say this, is that I work just to live comfortably. I don't want a Louis bag. I don't want to go on to Dubai. I would love to, but I'm not risking my life for a Louis bag. I'm not risking jail. I don't want to sit in jail and have somebody tell me what time I got to get up, what I got to wear, what time I got to eat lunch, what phone calls I can get, who can come visit me. No, I can't see my nigga. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that to be on the front for people that's not on.
Well, you know what it is. Let me tell you something.
I'm a regular person.
Right, but you know what it is. You know what it is. We are in a very, very materialistic world right now.
Coonery.
And,
that's coonery. That's coonery. That's
it
ignorance.
Is.
That's why
not
they don't
only,
fucking
I mean,
respect black people.
Yes.
That's why.
Well,
they
respect you to go and make them rich. They respect you enough that you're comfortable. So you're gonna go and you're gonna make them rich.
Well,
I
work for a white person. If my friends and my family said, yo, invest $10,000 in this company, let's start our own shit, it could be anything these days. You could make money off of everything these
days. Yeah, that's true. But a lot of people, let me explain something to you. See, the strength is in numbers. You know what I'm saying? The strength is definitely in numbers.
Right.
So when you come, when you come to people and you're like, yo, invest in me, they say, nah, I can't invest in you. But I'll take my $2,000 and I'll buy me some Christian LeBouton
bags.
I won't invest in you,
about that.
But I'll take my $2,000 and I'll give me some new Christian LeBouton.
That's
joke,
called
you know?
Ignorant.
So
ignorant.
So you got to understand. You got to understand the mindset of the people. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, you know, I feel like a lot of times people use it as a crutch, talking about, oh yeah, well, you know, the white people. The white... No, it ain't about them no more. At the end of the day, it's about you getting you straight. You getting you straight.
Right.
Once you get you straight, you gonna see that everything else gets straight around you automatically.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
but
it.
You have to get you straight. Nobody's stopping you. Nobody's stopping you. Mm-hmm. You getting let's say you making $40,000 a year, over $40,000 a year. You can make some money and you can do some investing. You can instead of blowing your money on this every week or being at this club every week or buying bottles at this spot every week, you can invest your money and do something and buy
that.
Stock or try to do something.
I'm learning that.
Stuff.
I'm learning that now.
Yeah,
and
I'm
speaking from experience. I'll give a club $200-$300 a week. It's just for somebody to say to me, like, you giving them all this, what they giving you? Argument for you to get home, argue with somebody, a hangover, you can't make it to work the next day. Whatever, you investing all this money into these clubs and these promoters, they're not giving you shit.
Yeah.
They don't even want to give you a free drink. They don't want to give you a free hookah. What you doing?
No,
it's
true.
It took for people to say that to
you
me.
You got
to understand. Because I was spiraling. Like, I was doing my own thing. Oh, I'm having this time. I didn't get to do this shit. Now, after a couple of months of that, 9, 10 months of that, I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, because I still got to pay to get in, but I'm still spending money in these spots.
Yes.
But let me say,
yes.
Oh, my friend is outside. Can you get my friend in? Nah, she got to pay. Nah, then I can't come here. And that's the thing with black people. We all in competition with each other. Instead of saying, yo, you can rock out, do this, we all working, we should all be working with each other.
Right.
Because most of
these
spots we go to, we don't own these clubs. We don't own this shit. We don't own these clubs.
But see, this is the thing.
We don't own our money. We don't own shit.
But see, this is the thing.
Niggas
own
gambling spots. Turn the gambling spots to a club. My nigga, turn it into something.
Yeah, but this is the see. This is the thing, though. But this is
this,
is this
money
thing,
up,
thing.
We're so scary. We're so scary.
But the thing is, and this is just the real. The thing about the whole situation is, and I'm gonna be honest with you. What it is that, you know, people can't support each other because, like I said, it's the crab in the barrel syndrome.
Yep.
Nobody wants nobody to
that's
have
why they
more
call
than
us niggas.
Nobody wants nobody
niggas.
To have more than the other. So what happens is a lot of times, if you have more than somebody, they make you feel bad for having more.
Mm-hmm.
So they make you feel bad, like, oh man, like, yo, this dude, he think he all that, or yo, this girl, she
bad,
thinks she all that. Just because you
want
more,
but now
we
gotta kill
you
because you think you all that.
Yeah, but this is my point. Because
you got ambition.
You want
a little ambition. You want a little more than the average nigga.
Right.
You ain't satisfied with club turn up. So now we got to kill you.
So now they either, like I said, they either going to try to come at you, and they either going to try to, you know,
rob
do
you,
things
right.
to get at you. But you got to understand something, right? At the end of the day, like me, you know what I'm saying? like, and I speak on this as real, like, when I had a birthday party, you know what I'm saying, and a situation broke out with me, that didn't show me, like, you know what I'm saying, it didn't show me, like, yo, damn, you know, damn, I you know, like, this, that, and third, because I was twisted, but the point, what it did show me when I sobered up is that, yo, I don't belong in these spots no more. I don't belong in these spots no more. You know what I'm saying? God is basically sending me a message to say, yo, you know, you good. Like, your time is up out, you know, on in these certain situations, in these certain spots. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. We have to take heed to these warnings, and we have to take heed to these situations. You know what I'm saying?
You
because
pay attention.
What happens is, what happens is, you got to understand, people try, people will make you try to throw it all away, what you doing. They will try to make you throw it all away. So they try to incite you. They try to.
Because they don't want you to be up.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, but at the same time, it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's so crazy and it's so tricky because sometimes you'll be with your friends. And, you know what I mean? They don't want you up. They not.
Those ain't friends, though. That's the thing.
Like, your failures, you know, people live off your failures. They love
those are wins to your
you know
people
saying?
That don't fuck with you. That's a win. Oh, he didn't
it is
fuck
a win.
With that. All right, we're gonna keep pushing. Keep going at him. He'll give up.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't
want
you to do better than them. They
you
love
know, they
you
want you to
doing
fold
better
up.
Than them. You smiling more than them. You want on more
is,
vacations than them. People mad.
Yes.
And
it's
only
people you know, people get upset to me when I think about it. People get upset about the littlest stuff. Like, to me, you know, I've never been the type of person, never in my life have I ever been jealous of a man. You know what I'm saying? Let me stop. I could say one time that was LL, but I had every right. But other than that, I never, ever, 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 ever been jealous of a man. Like, because I always felt like I'm the type of dude that if I want it, I'm going to go get it. You know what I'm saying? If I really put my mind to it, there's nothing that can stop me from getting what I want. I never fall short of the things that I want. You know what I'm saying? And That's basically how that is. But at the same token, man, I just feel like, you know, I just feel like the hate thing and the way we move with each other, you know what I'm saying, is definitely
we gotta
definitely
do better.
It has
we
to be improved.
Better. We
have to do better. Got to improve. You know what I'm saying? Why? I'm around dudes. You know what I'm saying? I'm around dudes. I come to people with vets, and I'm buying $700 bottles and $600 bottles. Not because I'm showing. I'm coming through. I'm coming through, but then you think about it and you say to yourself, would they come through for me like that? Hell motherfucking no. But it's still,
you know what I love
with still in the fact that
is,
I still do it because it's love.
You buying, and I was with you for your birthday. You buying all these bottles for other motherfuckers to have a good time for your birthday. That's the issue that I have with it. Because I'm spending my birthday my money that I worked hard for you to drink, bitch. Like, period. Bitch,
dude, whatever.
I'm spending money for you to drink. That's not cool.
Right.
If you rock
me,
family. Like, it shouldn't go that way. But everybody don't.
Nah,
it
shouldn't. But you know what?
You live, and you learn.
And you understand certain things. You know what I'm saying? You understand certain things.
No,
and you understand how certain people move, and you know how to act accordingly. You know what I'm saying? But
that's why guys always say girls.
That's why niggas,
you see, always
see niggas.
Oh, I'm going on my girl, I'm out. Yeah.
Yeah, I stay with
the. And you at that point now,
you're
on level 2.
I'd rather deal with females than to deal with dudes. Like, I'd rather.
Right.
You know, they're more loyal.
You have a better
women
time.
Are more loyal.
You have a better
time. Yeah. Mm-mm. But, I can stay on that. I can stay on that forever. But I could talk about these dudes forever, but. I wanna take a quick song real quick, you know what I'm saying? And then after that, I wanna jump on. We can jump on the topic, and then you know what I'm saying. We can take it from there.
Yeah, because I kind of
want to
straight it.
So we're gonna shoot to the song. One of my favorite songs by my man Kevin Gates.
Oh
Gates,
Lord, I need
right
a song
back.
Request.
This show. Oh, you wanna? Well, okay, next we got you. But we're gonna shoot to the song by Kevin Gates. One of my favorite joints. Today's show is sponsored by So Righteous Clothing. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got it, you gotta get
pop
it.
Up,
it's that clothes. It's that clothing that give you that motivational feel. You know what I'm saying? So get on
black
some,
owned.
Get some. You know what I'm saying?
Owned.
Black
on,
definitely.
Get up on my level. 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 Get up on my level.
I'm trusting. Can't see you, nigga. Faces that she make disgusting. Can't see you, nigga. Throwing dick inside her stomach. Can't see you, nigga. Call her cause I've been hurt before. Can't see you, nigga. Love don't live here anymore. Can't see you, nigga. Racks been on designer frames. Can't see you, nigga. Rockin' shades to hide the pain. I can't see you, nigga. Money ain't shit. Got it all day. Get it all day. Hoes y'all chase. Wanna fuck me? The things you niggas brag about ain't shit to me. I feel it's only right to say. You niggas need to get up on my level. Get up on my level. Wanna fuck me? The things you niggas brag about ain't shit to me. I feel it's only right to say. You niggas need to get up on my level. Get up on my level. Just added rap talent. Came out of prison, pursuing my dream. Now everybody mad at me. I ain't never try to diss y'all. All I ever did was tell the truth. Pray every one of y'all artists make it. Don't do. I still salute. Got real niggas from New Orleans. All they do is click on us. Made men don't make statements. You bigger than that, that's phony. Won't every nigga that rap from Louisiana to make it. Medication, then meditation, then elevating the greatness. I'm not bothered by your distance.
Yeah, he ain't faking.
On my level.
You ain't got to
phones. I like to
have exactly me.
Yeah, you ain't got to be exactly, you know, you ain't got to be what I like, but, you know, as long as you be real with yourself, we good. You know what I mean?
A little in between,
but,
right.
I want to get into today's topic. Today's topic is, should couples who live together split the rent evenly? I'm gonna let you go first, and then I'll talk about that. So what you say?
So I'm going to say yes. Absolutely, they should split the rent. There's nothing wrong with splitting the rent. I'm looking forward to splitting the rent with a man. I mean, we're living together. We're watching the same television. We're showering. We're eating. I'm cooking.
Thank
so
you. Your message has
rent.
Reached its
I
maximum
mean,
duration. To send your message,
oh,
press 3 or hang up. To
man.
Delete your current
record
a new one, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2. To mark your message as urgent, press 6. To mark your message as confidential, press 7. To cancel recording and access the voice portal, press the star key. To repeat this menu, press the pound key.
Let me just click for a quick second. Me myself, to be honest with the situation, should couples who live together split the rent evenly? I think they should, but sometimes they have stipulations. And the reason why I say they have stipulations is because sometimes you in situations where, you know, you moved in with your girl or she moved in with a guy and, you know, name's not on the lease. Anytime you're ready, you know, you can get out or whatever. So, you know, when you have those type of situations like that, Ty, I got you back on. When you have those type of situations like that, I don't really feel like there should be a evenly rent when the crib is in her name or in his name, you know. But if it's a situation where, you know, it's in both of your names, yeah, y'all should definitely pay 50-50. And
hold on. Before you go forward, I'm sorry.
Situation where you
so
feel,
it gotta be in his name. It gotta
like
be in one person's name.
That again?
Wait, I don't mean to interrupt, but so it has to be in your name for him to pay or no? Like, I don't understand.
No,
if
no,
he's staying there, but it's
like,
in your name.
What I'm saying is like if the apartment is in or the place is in anybody's name. Just one person, then they have to work out that stipulation. If you feel like it's home, you know, to you, and you pay half, and you feel like paying half is suitable, then I think that paying equally rent, that is great. But if you're in a crib where you're with a woman, and she, you know, or you're with a man, and she or he feels like, you know, this is his crib or this is her crib, then I don't think that you should pay evenly on the rent. You know, that's just my opinion.
Why not?
It depends on the situation. Just because y'all live together, it's more than just live together. I think it's more about a feeling. It's more about a feel. Because what happens
what
is
the hell is a feeling?
You,
if you don't feel
you know,
like you own half of this, and you shouldn't live here. You should live with
that. That's my point. But you do have situations where guys live with girls and. When they live with the female and this, that, and the third, and they,
please elaborate.
You know,
I've been in that situation twice.
Yeah, but what
so,
I'm saying is, like,
nigga feel like he can live with you and not pay
at,
no rent. How? How do you feel that way? When you live here, you come here every night after work?
No. You, if you live anywhere with anyone, you should pay. That's number one. But,
right.
Because there's no such thing as free rent. But, if you live somewhere with someone and their name is not and the crib is their crib and they make you feel like it's their crib, then I don't feel like you should come even.
What does that mean? What does feel like?
What
does it feel like? Because I kick you out when I want to.
What I mean when I say feel like when she or he's telling you, yo, this is my crib. Like, you live with me. Like, this is my crib. When people are saying things like that to you, no, I don't feel like you should pay half and half with the rent because that's not half and half of your crib. But if you're staying there and you have a relationship and y'all good and as you love her and y'all good and y'all building together and it's a situation, then, yeah, I feel like you are obligated to pay half of that rent.
I agree
with you
on that.
Because y'all put y'all together. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all building. Right.
I've seen in a lot of situations where a lot of guys, they might, you know, get the crib all decked out and have the crib all hooked up and everything, and then you know what? It's time for them to get out.
That's just my opinion. I've seen that many times.
I've been through that.
You know what I'm saying? And when your name is not on no paperwork, you don't own nothing. So if you're paying rent,
now
you're
paying
rent just on the
strip. As long as they're renting, you
don't
own shit. That's the whole thing about it.
What I mean is like, yeah, but what I mean is like, if a guy's paying rent from January to January to February, and then you say February, you say, listen, I want you out. You know, everything.
Oh, no, that's not different. You should take her to court. That's the whole thing. Men so stupid. Take her to court. You got it right. You have every right to have an issue with that. But men don't put that much work into it. They don't really care that much. That's the problem.
Right.
Then it's like, oh, this bitch took me for everything I had. Well, take her to court.
Right. They usually just get out.
Because she's going to take you to court. Trust and believe that. The shoe was on the other foot. She's going
to
take you to court.
A woman would definitely take you to court. But I want to hear from a caller. Let's see what a caller feels like. So what we're gonna do is we're about to take the first call for the night since we've been back.
Yay! This is my first night. I'm excited.
Yeah. So we're gonna take the first caller for the night. The first caller for the night is 717-947. 717-947. You're on the air. Hello. 717-914, you in the air, hello. Okay. I guess 717.
They hung up. They didn't
want to
be
on the air. 947 is not on. They don't wanna speak.
Right.
Hello? Okay. All right, well, hey, thanks for listening to the show anyway. So just keep listening. All right, so boom. But in my view, yeah, it really varies because, and the reason why I say it varies is because, you know, you run into situations where you know, men usually invest, and then you got to get out. You know what I mean? And who wants to be in a situation, even when you rent it, who wants to be in a situation where you invested so much and then you got to get out? And then, you know, they have this thing, the stigma for women. Women have this stigma to say, well, if you take anything back, and that's not manly. That's like being a female if you take any of your stuff back from the crib once it's in the crib, you know? So this is something else.
You're right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I just feel like this. If you feel like it's y'all crib together, then go ahead and pay half that bills, whether it be rent, whether it be
mortgage,
whatever.
Right again.
But if you don't feel like this is your house, if somebody's always constantly telling you, like, yeah, you know, you're in my crib, you're living with me, if somebody makes you feel, not even if they tell you that, but if they make you feel like that, like it's just it's their crib, then you already know what time it is. And I don't feel like you should have to pay evenly on that type of rent. No, I don't feel like that. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. I definitely don't feel like that. So
I agree with you.
I think it's all about the feeling, you know what I mean? Because some people, they'll get you in their home, and they'll make you feel like, hey, listen, you know, this is your home just like it's my home. And you won't mind kicking out that money. But then you got some people that make you feel like, damn, like, you know, this is my crib at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? If I want you out, I can want you out. You know what I'm saying? You get out. You know what I mean? So it depends on the situation. It definitely depends on the individual and what you're dealing with. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, and I, myself, I've been on both sides, so I understand and I know. You know, I've definitely been on both sides of the spectrum, so I know exactly how it goes.
You know, I feel like
that's a
good and bad thing, because when you're on both sides of the spectrum, you know what you want, and you know what you won't allow.
Right.
And for most of us, we just don't know the latter. We don't know what we won't allow. So most of the time, we're going to agree to anything.
I think, to be honest, I think that most of the time when women move a man in with them, and this is just my opinion, I mean, they look at it as a business venture. Like, but only reason why I say that is but treat me though. The only reason why I say that is because they look at it like, all right, so now half of my bills is going to be paid. I don't have to pay all the bills no more. So if I want those, you know, if I want to save some money,
oh,
you
wait.
Know, and,
like
and buy this or buy this or get this or get that, I can get that because
I kind of like
got my
idea, though.
Half
I
my
look
rent.
At it that way, cousin.
You know what I mean?
I kind of like that. Like,
money
oh,
could,
somebody pay for my hair and nails.
Can,
that's
can,
what I mean. Somebody pay hair, nails, and cable, and I'm lit. That's it.
Right.
I receive
right,
$200 a month.
The thing about it is some women, they would, you know, they, you know, I've met some women where they just, you know, you deal with them for a couple of weeks, and they throwing you the keys. But a lot of dudes, we think it's because of an ego thing, so we like, yeah, she must be open. But nah, she's not really open. At the end of the day, it's a business venture. So what happens is you take them keys, You just inherited some bills with that. Because the next thing is, after you have the keys for a couple of weeks, because, you know, it's 4 weeks in a month, so when next month roll around, it's rent time. So now you're going to be approached by, like, listen.
Now
you
paying rent.
It's going to be funny, but, yeah, you ain't paying no bills here and all that. I mean, I want you to stay with me, but you ain't paying no bills. So what happens after that is you, like, as a man, you like, you know what, I'm gonna pay some bills.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay some bills, and then you start paying half the rent. Next thing you know, everything is good. But see, while you paying those bills, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I mean, if your relationship is getting better, I understand. But while you paying them bills, you know what I'm saying? You actually giving her access to more money to do the things that she wants to do, whatever those things might be. You know what I'm
saying?
Come on!
I'm hanging up. You're not supposed to be dropping those jewels.
I'm just telling you that the real. I mean. A lot of women, see, you gotta understand, and this is what I tell her, this is what I tell a young men. Like, one thing I love about women is that they conduct everything like business. See, the problem is why most dudes don't understand women because they don't understand business. You know what I'm saying? Business is simple. It's all about a profit. And when I say a profit, at the end of the day, it's all about being one step ahead. Like, excuse me, I'm eating on this bomb fish. You know what I'm saying? My mom just cooked some fish. It's bomb. But what I'm saying is, like, see, a woman, they think everything, they think of relationship, everything as business. So even marriage, I mean, come on, you look at it. It's all about business. It's making sure that I'm straight, making sure I'm good. You understand? So I tell the young boys all the time, like,
I get it.
Yeah, well, men. The thing about men that's different from women is that, see, we actually love with our heart. You know what I'm saying? Women, they love with their brain. Like, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, because they're emotional.
Y'all niggas don't love with nothing.
Them,
please,
them.
Stop it.
Huh? You said what?
Cut it out.
I'm just telling you the truth. Women don't love with their heart. They love with their mental. They love with their brain. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just saying, that's what they do. That's why when women are in, you know, when they like, you get a woman, at the ultimate love, she loved the dude. She loved the ground he walked on. That shit is temporary. It's temporary.
And he'd be a piece of shit.
But check it out. Yeah, that's true, too. But check it out. She will only be in that state for a little while. I mean, and when I say a little while, I mean
true,
a little
true,
while.
True.
But the thing about men is that once they get to that stage, that last stage of the game of love, total, everything infatuated with that don't go away. It don't fade. You know what I'm saying? They there for a while. You know what I'm saying? It's taking them a long time to recoup from that. You know what I mean? That's why you got dudes running around here. They say, yeah, you know what? I'm killing you, me, the kids, everybody. You know what I mean? I'm killing everybody. Because they in love and they couldn't handle that love. Because a woman, you don't see women. I mean, you might see a woman go ahead and stab a man up and shit like that. But she's not stabbing him up because she can't live without him. She probably, 9 times out of 10, she's stabbing him up because he's disrespectful and he done fucked some other bitches. And this isn't, well, I don't mean to say bitches, I mean women. He done fucked with some other women, and she's stabbing him up for that. Not because she can't live without him. No, because women, they can get back on their feet real quick. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, it's business. It's a business situation. So, you know, that's just my intake on it. You know what I'm saying? My outtake on it. But no, you don't pay rent, equal rent, in a situation where you don't feel like it's equal to yours. It's just like, at the end of the day, you know, ain't no side dude going to be calling no main dude. Ain't no side girl supposed to be calling no main girl. Because it's like, you're not on the same level. You feel me? You're not on the same level. You're not even supposed to have that conversation. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's just how I feel about that. You know what I mean? How I feel about that. I mean, I just feel like I said, if the crib is yours, and
well,
you feel
I agree
like it's yours, do your man, yeah, you agree with me? That's beautiful. Let me try this caller one more time, because I do want to speak to somebody, you know, before the show does, you know, go out. So I want to speak to somebody. So I want to take this caller. I'm going to try you again, caller. This is 717-947. 717-947, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? 717?
Hello?
Hey, hey, hey. What's going on? How you doing? Hello? You got to turn that down a little bit, but hello, how you doing? You going to say something? You going to speak to me? Hello? Okay. No, they're silent. It's just silent. It's just silent. All right, but listen, like I said, thanks again for supporting the show. Appreciate you.
We did good. I feel like we did good for our first day.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we did great for the first show. I mean, it's always, you know what I mean, the shows only get better. I think that we did great. I think that, you know what I'm saying, I think that it was definitely a informative show. I think people, you know, did get how we felt on the topic and how we felt on a whole lot of other stuff. And, I mean, that's what it's all about, you know what I'm saying, just giving our honest opinion. You know what I'm saying? Do you want to say anything to the viewers, to the people before we go? Ty?
No, I appreciate you guys listening. It'll get better. I'll get better. This is new to me, so.
Right.
As we
right.
get a little more acclimated, I'll
get better.
It'll
get better.
Yeah.
Right. Well, listen, we thank y'all so much.
I appreciate
much.
It. I had fun, man. I had a good time.
Yeah. That's what it's all about, having a good time. Like I said, just the mental lounge with a drunken mind speaking sober tongue. We was drinking a little bit. We was talking a little bit. Hopefully,
that's
going to
be the rest of my life.
You, right. Hopefully, you got a little bit out of the little bit we were talking about.
Right,
you know,
exactly. Yep.
At the end of the day, I mean, the show is definitely it's sponsored by So Righteous Clothing, and if you don't got none, go get some of the clothing that give you the motivational feel. You know what I'm talking about? And
support your people.
Support black-owned companies.
How about that?
Support black-owned companies.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah. We're supporting black owned. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, man. I'm not telling you not to support white owned, but I'm just saying support your own.
I am.
There. That's all I'm saying. All right, but here. But, you know. You know. Listen, it's always been a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure. Y'all got to listen to us. It's a pleasure for us to come here and talk to y'all, man. Like I said, hopefully you got something out of what we were speaking about. Hey, listen, I love all y'all, but the key to make it work, you got to love yourself. Thanks for coming out.
Yes.
God bless.
Love yourself
good night.
First.
You know what I mean?
Good night.
Yeah, we here. Good night.
Good night.